Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Clearly, the Democrats, they only care about sacrifice. Larry Kudlow joins us right now. Larry, good morning. You know, after the FBI report came out and there was no recommendation for charges against Hillary Clinton, my reaction was, after reading the report, was, you know, a gifted and talented politician will still be able to skewer Hillary Clinton with this report. I still think that that has not happened yet. And after Donald Trump's reaction to and handling of Mr. Kahn's statements at the DNC last week, and now in its, what, fourth or fifth day news cycle, I worry that we do not have a talented and gifted politician here who has a lot of good things to work with, but he keeps getting sidetracked. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in what you say. I'm not going to judge Mr. Trump on his political prowess because he's come a long way, much to almost everybody's surprise, and he is where he is, basically tied in the polls. However, I want to go back to one of your points. The economy is sinking. It's perilously close to recession. We found that out Friday morning when the GDP for the second quarter was only 1.2%. It's about 1.5 percentage points less than expected. And you'll note on the front page of the Wall Street Journal Saturday morning, and this, by the way, was carried everywhere, but the front center page of the Wall Street Journal was how this is the worst economic recovery since World War II. So you have two things. Number one, from the worst recovery in the post-war period, it appears that we are moving again, at least perilously close, to another recession, right? And the recovery itself failed to heal many of the wounds of the original recession going back to 2008. Now, in my view, I'm just a one-feather Indian. I'm not a political strategist. But in my view, with Hillary Clinton's convention speech, listing tax hike after tax hike after tax hike. And a week earlier, Mr. Trump's speech listing tax cut after tax cut after deregulation after unleashing energy. In other words, Trump had a very good pro-growth speech. Hillary had a very anti-growth speech. Nothing was made by the Trump camp of this fact. And growth and jobs are crucial to this economy. Make no mistake about it. So the spat over the Muslim family who tragically lost their son in the war has obscured, prevented any considered discussion of the major differences and contrasts in economic policy between the two candidates. And this, to me, was a gigantic error on the part of Team Trump. Gigantic error. As you noted, we're in the fourth or fifth day of the Muslim spat. Instead of the fourth or fifth day of a brisk discussion of why Hillary will push us into recession and Mr. Trump will push us into recovery and revitalization. This was a major, major, major unforced error on the Trump camp.
Well, hold it. You say the Trump camp. I don't get the sense that it's the camp. I think it's the candidate.
Well, perhaps so. Perhaps so. I'm not involved in the upper political echelons, okay? I do see Mr. Trump periodically, and we discuss the economy. And we are trying to button down what I hope will be a very good economic speech, an economic growth speech, I guess next week at the Detroit Economics Club. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that in the game of politics, what little I may know about it is when your opponent gives you an opening on a major, major issue, you have to take it.
Yep.
And they didn't. Now, the Wall Street Journal editorial today put it very clearly and very starkly. For the life of me, I don't know. I mean, this is just me. I would have just praised the young man who gave his life for American freedom and liberty. That's what I would have said. And then I would have moved on to the contrast in economic policies. That's what I would have done, and I'd still be doing
it. Look,
but it isn't happening. I think it's a major, major misstep.
Well, I mean, this is not the first time, and I don't want to just continually hammer away here, but it is of concern to people like you and others who look at this Republican nominee. He has this inability sometimes to walk away from criticism and tries to make arguments that are just not going to gain ground. And if this had been the first time this has happened, you could say, well, lesson learned, time to move on and not repeat that mistake.
Well,
but this mistake's been repeated about five or six times that I could recall.
To quote a very dear friend of mine who was a U.S. senator, a very distinguished one who was also close to Mr. Trump, this was an unforced error.
Yep.
I think that's how he puts it.
All right.
And I think, again, one of the key themes of this economy is going to, if this election is going to be the economy, it's a classic presidential election issue. And the economy is lousy. It's getting worse. It's been bad for actually 15 years, but certainly in the last 8 years, it's a non-recovery. And here's the data. Here's everything in place.
Right.
Clinton's the tax hiker. Trump is the tax cutter. Why can't that contrast be made convincingly on a daily basis? That's the part I don't get.
Well, maybe it will start today in Loudoun County.
That's right. Larry Kudlow, we got to leave it there. But, yes, he will be in Loudoun County today. And we asked earlier our listeners to call in, say, what's the one message you want to hear from Donald Trump today out there in Loudoun County? And every single caller led with The economy.
The economy is stupid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.